The wake-up call from Stockholm. These are the last 20 minutes of peace in your life, the Swedish caller told Caltech professor Ahmed Zewal at 5:40 a.m. on October 12. Soon the world would hear of Zewal's award. The 1999 Nobel Prize in Chemistry and Zewal would hear from the world. 2,000 emails would zoom his way within a few days, and 3 phone lines would start ringing with eager requests for interviews from the national and Egyptian press and with congratulations from friends and colleagues. But first, the 53-year-old man would share the news with his family. He kissed his wife, Dema, and young sons, Nabil and Hani. His mother, whom Zewal reached in his native Egypt, cried and cried. His daughters, Maha and Amani, were going crazy on the phone. I couldn't even speak, said Zewal. I was disappointed in Nabil's reaction, he added. I told him I had won the prize. He said, good, but when Zewal asked if he'd tell the kids at school, the 6-year-old said, no, these guys will say, so what? But Nabil did ask, are we going to see the king? The Royal Swedish Academy honored Zewal for his groundbreaking work in viewing and studying chemical reactions at the atomic level as they occur. He has shown that it is possible with rapid laser technique to see how atoms in a molecule move during a chemical reaction. Zewal had brought the most powerful tools from the field of physics into the chemistry lab to create a revolution, and the field of femtochemistry was born. It was a revolution in chemistry and related sciences, the Swedes announced, since this type of investigation allows us to understand and predict important reactions, to probe nature at its most fundamental level. Zewal is the 27th Caltech faculty member or alumnus to receive the Nobel Prize and the 3rd faculty member to be so honored in this decade. In my experience, said Zewal after a tumultuous week, whenever you cross fields or bring in new ideas and tools, you find what you don't expect. You open new windows. Zewal's path to the forefront of the international science arena has been elegant and swift, like the atoms he observes performing molecular dances. With a wealth of experience in home chemistry projects as a boy in Egypt, he sailed to the top of his class at Alexandria University. The classical science education he received there prepared him for a promised tenure-track position in the field of his choice, math, physics, chemistry, or geology, but he decided to get his Ph.D. at the University of Pennsylvania to see the molecular world of chemistry. He had heard of Caltech, but to this young Egyptian, institute sounded less prestigious than university. As it turned out, Penn provided the ideal transition from classical science studies to the postdoctoral work he did at UC Berkeley. He stayed at Berkeley for postdoctoral work for 2 reasons: to think more about research rather than about getting a PhD, and the secret reason, I wanted to buy a big American car to take back to Egypt with me. At Berkeley, he published 3 papers immediately and was advised to apply to the top handful of American universities. The most important reason why I decided on Caltech was, once the offer was made, I was well received by the staff, administration, and faculty. He also felt he could make his own way specializing in dynamics in a department strong on structure, and the Mediterranean climate didn't hurt. That was 1976. Zewal was off and running, earning tenure in 1.5 years, making full professorship by 1982, seated in the Pauling chair by 1990. Now, with a Nobel Prize under his belt, what's next? First of all, I'm not retiring, he said, and I'm not going to Hollywood. In the coming years, Zewell looks forward to more breakthroughs. He will remain active in research and in publishing papers, which he considers to be his babies, 363 to date. Tracking the progress of two papers within a week of receiving the prize, he reached a surprised editor who said, "You on the phone? Impossible! I thought you'd be out whining and dining." He will continue to push the envelope of what is possible.